Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, this is LaCrush. How is everyone doing?
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
LaCrush Hearts.
Okay, I'm up now. I'm wide awake. I'm no longer dozing off like I was 2 minutes ago. I'm up to late nights with the super fluffy flirt, and I am Miss LaCrush Hearts. This is the official startup of the Phone Fantasy Radio Entertainment train that will be going down until Thursday night. So I officially welcome you to some good conversation and good tunes. Because that's what I do on the show. I offer good conversation, offer good tunes, offer a little advice, you know, all that good stuff. And you can find that right here every Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern to midnight, late nights with me. So, I got a lot, and then I don't have that much, okay? First off, it's the weekend, So I decided to go out yesterday with my homegirl. We went out. We went to a party, you know, swingers event. And I had a lot of controversial issues come up during that party. However, I'm not going to vent on this show. What I'm going to do is I'm going to try to save as much as I can for our brand new lifestyle show, Swinger State of Mind, which comes on Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on blogtalkradio.com. So I'm not going to vent too much. What I am going to say, though, is this. Gentlemen, stop with the texting. Stop with the emails, stop with Facebook, stop with Twitter. If you are interested in a female, if you are interested in a woman, if you are interested in more than just having sex with her, or shit, if you are just only interested in having sex with her, call her up. If y'all have each other's numbers, you know, ask for the number. If she don't want to ask you for the number, that means she's not interested. That means leave her alone. When she is ready, she will come to you. Like, we gotta stop. Like, I'm all for technology. Yes, and you know, it brings a lot of people from distance away. But if you're really trying to get to know someone, you can't do that just by texting alone. The only time you should be texting someone, in my opinion, is if you want to know if they're available. Hey, what's up? Are you busy? That should be the only text I receive from you. You just want to let them know you had them on the mind. Hey, had you on the mind. I miss you. That's it. That's the only two types of texting I should receive. All that, you know, we need to talk. I don't appreciate you. All that. Fuck that. If you don't appreciate something, if you want to get something off your chest, if you want to call me up, talk to me. If you can't get me in face-to-face, I'd rather you call me up and talk to me over the phone. I don't want to do the texting. I hate texting, first of all. I hate sitting up there trying to text to you, and I have to go on Twitter, and I have to go on Facebook, and I'm doing this and that and that and that. Like, I'm really not sitting on Facebook bullshitting. I'm really not. It may look like that, but no, I really am on my computer doing something constructive. Nobody has time to be sitting up there waiting for you to respond. Ooh, and I hate that, too. You got to be, you have the nerve to do all that, and then you're a slow texter. Like, a slow responder. You take forever to respond. That's that straight bullshit. Then, if you don't respond in time, it's a, oh, well, I guess you don't want to text me, or I guess you do. Why are you ignoring me? Because you're fucking texting me. If you wanted to talk to me, call me up. Converse with me over the phone. Shit, ask to come see me. Ask to let's go out somewhere. Fuck it. God. I know. I always got to vent about something, right? And, you know, that's basically what I need to get off my chest for right now. I got so much more to get off my chest. But for right now, that's what I need to get off my chest. Yeah, I need to stop the BS. Stop BSing, really, because this is just, it's just ridiculous. It really is. It's not a good look. Really isn't. Really isn't a good look. Okay. Today on my show, I have a few questions. One is, why do ladies submit, or not even submit, put up with the BS? That's what I want to know. Why do ladies put up with the BS? I mean, men, you probably do too, but I don't know what that may be. You can give me a call up, and, you know, if you want to answer any of my questions, if you want to rant with me, 805-830-8320. That number again is 805-830-8320. And once again, I'm asking, ladies, why do we put up with so much BS? And all we do is sit and whine, or we'll sit there and we'll cry, and we let them get the best of us. Why? Why do we do that to ourselves? Why do we put ourselves in these predicaments and let other people get the best of us? Why are we so emotional? That's what I don't understand. That's something that's really baffling me as well. When you call up, press the number 1, and I'll let you on air, because then I know you want to converse with me. So, people, I just had so much that I just wanted to get off my chest. If you want to chat with me, once again, the number is 805-830-8320. Press that number 1. I know there's an obvious answer, but I don't want the obvious answer. I want you to think about it. I want you to come up with something, but I'm not going to accept, oh, because you got low self-esteem. I'm not going to accept that no more. I'm really not. I need something else. It got to be another reason. Why do we accept the BS? Why would you continue to let somebody just violate your person like that? Call you out your name, talk about you to your family, and you continue to show this person nothing but love and respect, and, you know, open your heart to this person, and all he's doing is really just spitting in your face. That's all he's doing. It ain't that much lack of self-esteem. It can't be. It really can't be. It got to be something else in there. It got to be something else doing that, you know. You could tell a man that he ugly, he stink, he this, he that, he don't care. He's still the flyest motherfucker in the room. You tell a woman that, and she's just broken. She don't want to do this, she can't do that. She's just broken. You know, you let this man violate your kids. And why? Why do that happen? Why? I don't get it. Why are they even men like that? You know, like, I don't get it. I'm still trying to figure that out, folks. I'm telling you, a lot of stuff has happened in the past 48 hours, because that's as long as the weekend, 48 hours. Oh, my goodness. What I do have, and that I'm sure of, and that I'm so happy that I have, is good music. That's what I have. And I'm happy that I have this. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go into a 3-song set, and then I'm going to come back, and we're going to talk about tonight's actual topic. So bear with me, and hold on.
Thank you. For groceries, you go to the store. For gas, you go to the gas station. For the best music being played on the airwaves today, well, you come here. The place for today's best music. Keep it locked.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm feeling some type of way. So, I'm playing the type of music of how I feel. That right there was Melissa Morgan with Love Changes. It's Melissa Morgan and Kashif, I believe. Before that, I played Ain't No Way featuring Patti LaBelle with Mary J. Blige. And before that, we started off with Lisa Stansfield with All Woman. Because I feel like I am all woman tonight. You know why? Because pussy rules. Okay, what's that about, Crush? Before I get to that, let me get to this silent person who happens to press the one. Somebody actually called me. I feel so happy. Hi, blank caller. Good evening. Oh, hi, Brick.
Good evening, LaCrush. How are you?
I'm okay.
You don't sound okay.
Yeah.
It's not like you got a lot on your mind.
I do have a lot on my mind.
It's heavy for a Sunday night.
Yeah. It's heavy going into the week. It's heavy. I've been ranting and raving, so to speak, all night.
Wow.
So,
okay.
It's just been crazy.
I heard the conversation. You know, I heard what you said, and I heard the questions you asked, and I don't think it has anything to do with low self-esteem. Okay. I'm one of those who don't think it has nothing to do with low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that if you ask the question, and the question you asked was why do we women stand for it? Why do we allow it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why do we not do anything about it? Even though we get treated so badly, why do we stay? And I think that it has a lot to do with two things. You know, it has a lot to do with the fact that some women are just lazy. So
mm-hmm.
when I say lazy, I mean too lazy to leave and go find something else.
Mm.
Because this has already been established. You know, they already put work into it, so they figure, you know, I'm going to continue. It's almost like the relationship between a woman and their car. You understand? You know, we buy a car for a certain amount of money, and we'll spend thousands and thousands of dollars investing, picking this car up and putting it in the shop instead of just cutting it as a loss, saying, you know what, this is not going to work. This is not working for me. It's not working for you. And it's just all around making me miserable. Let me just go and just try to find something new. And in the meantime, you know, I may have to take the train, which is something that we don't like. And when I say take the train, I mean I may have to be without for a while. Until I find something, but it's worth it not to have to be miserable in the end. And I think that a lot of women don't want to take the train, meaning they don't want to be without. They don't want to be celibate for a little bit, or they don't want to be without having a relationship or a man, so it's easier to keep this piece of junk around, which meaning the car, which also translates to, you know, a no-good relationship, as opposed to going and getting something new that's going to make you, that's going to run, that's going to work for you, that's going to cause you less stress. It'll take you a while to get there, which is what we can't stand. We're very impatient. You know, it all goes to being lazy, it goes to being impatient, and it also goes to us being just overall too kind-hearted.
I was going to say that, too forgiving, right.
Too forgiving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we don't remember, you know, we concentrate on the good things, but we don't remember the actual big, bad incidents,
right?
You know, that we've had, that the experiences that we've had in these relationships and say, you know what, this was an absolutely horrible, moment.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas we're thinking about the times when it was good, when, you know, we actually had that wonderful Sunday afternoon, you know, in the park, and we actually had a good time together, as opposed to him calling you everything but a child of God while you, you know, sit there with your head down crying. which is, you know, probably one of the most humiliating experiences someone could ever go through. But we don't think about that. You know, we just think about, oh, well, I love him, but I love him, you know. And I think that we as women need to stop confusing the two, the love, you know, the love of a man with just being overall just in love with love. Because sometimes, a lot of times we're in love with love. We don't want to let go of the love, not necessarily the man, but just the fact of saying to our girlfriends, I have a man. Or saying to our family, well, I have a man.
Yes. And not wanting to be alone on the holidays, but
exactly,
you always end up alone on the holidays, pretty much.
You know, it's not a wonderful thing. Trust me, I've been single for quite a while now, and it does get lonely on the holidays. You know, especially when you have, you know, Christmas coming around, and you know, you have holidays like
cuffing season.
Yeah, you have the Thanksgiving holidays, you have New Year's Eve, you know, you have New Year's, you have Christmas, you have Valentine's Day. Those things are really sad holidays to be by yourself. But at the end of the day, you know what? You have to look at it and say, well, at least I'm not aggravated. You know, at least I'm not angry because I sat here and I put thought into his gift and I got to wait until 2 weeks from now to get mine. You know, and these are the things that I went through. You know, these are the situations that I had to endure, you know, reasons why, you know, he couldn't be with me for holidays or, you know, this is the reason why. And, you know, nobody wants to go through that, you know. So I just say it gets lonely. Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you want to cry sometimes, and I actually do. I'll admit sometimes I do get lonely. So only that, I do cry. But at the end of the day, you have to think about it and say, you know what? It's so not worth the aggravation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about all the times when I was aggravated, crying, emotional.
Right.
You know, so different strokes for different folks. I understand that. I'm not telling nobody to dance to the beat of Rich Rump. But, you know, I've been there and it's not a good place to be. But you have some women that just would rather stay there than leave. Because it's easier.
I totally agree with you. I've had women hit me up and ask me, you know, the craziest questions. And it's like, how you not know the answer and it's so obvious. You know,
a lot of people will answer the question right there in whatever emails they send you. They're answering the question right there in the email.
Right. And it's like, it's so obvious. How do you not know the answer to this or why you're not, you know, why you're subjecting yourself to this? And it was really frustrating because those same females will point out your flaw in a minute. They'll tell you, you know, this, that is wrong, this and that and blah and blah. They can tell you everything that is wrong, but then you tell them, well, look at your life. All of a sudden, you're attacking them. You know, you're the one who's doing something to them.
Let me tell you something men don't do that women do and what we need to stop it. A man, when he decides to end the relationship, he doesn't ask his boy should he end the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
He ends it. We as women need to stop looking for validation from other women to do something we know that needs to be done. What I'm saying basically is, whoever wrote you this letter, crush, or wrote you a letter and said, you know, basically every reason why in the world they should dump this guy, and then ask you, what should I do? That person knows exactly what they should do.
What they need to
but they're seeking validation through you.
Right.
A man
right.
is never going to ask another man, should I dump him?
Mm-hmm.
He's never going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, next time he talks to his boy, hey, what happened to, you know, Mary? Oh, me and Mary ain't together no more. I dumped her like a week ago.
Right.
You know, they're never going to seek validation from each other before they dump a woman. And we need to stop going around asking this question to 10 different women, thinking that our response is going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it doesn't work out for you, you're ready to go blame you. She's ready to blame you. Ready to blame every other woman. that stated, you know what, I think you should leave, and she ends up leaving, and then when she ends up having different feelings later on, she want to blame you, and blame this one, and blame that one, and blame that one, and it's like, no, that's why, you know what, it's best to stay out of affairs of the heart like that when people ask you, should I leave, should I go, because I try to stay out of those, because those are the ones that get you in trouble. Because they'll be ready to blame you for the reason why I should have never listened to y'all. I've heard it.
Instead of
I'm
taking responsibility for themselves. Right. Instead of taking responsibility for themselves.
Exactly.
You know, it sometimes my thing is this, ladies, and if you're a woman and you claim you're a woman and you claim you're not a bitch and you're not doing bird stuff, then you're gonna have to sometimes swallow that pride and step up to the plate and take responsibility for your relationship.
Exactly.
You know, it's not all his fault. You know, because you sat there and you allowed it. Bottom line, you allowed it. You sat there, and because my thing is, if you can ask advice if you should break up with him, then that means you have the ability to ask for help. Ask for help for somebody that's actually near you or, you know, in your cipher that can help you.
Yep.
You know, instead of going to a complete stranger. But listen, keep them coming because, you know, makes my show awesome. 805-830-8320. We would not have a show if everybody was healthy. 805-830-8320. Press that one. Join the conversation. It's myself and Brick. Brick. Hey, listen. I do have an official topic for tonight.
Okay.
My official topic for tonight is who has the most power? Is it the D-I-C-K? Or is it the pussy? Now, I say the dick versus the pussy. So, therefore, this is more of a sex thing than an actual everything else thing. So, that's what I'm referring to, folks. That's why they say between man and a woman, because fuck that. We're talking about in the bedroom. Who got the most power? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm missing. So we had a conversation, I think it was last week or the week before last, and the men were going in. You know, man was like, yeah, and the men bring out the freak in a woman. I'm like, wait, what? You know, and I couldn't really get the gist of what he was trying to say. You know, but, you know, one of the callers, we was going in. Do you remember that conversation?
I think
we were talking about, actually, I think this happened the first episode of Swingin' State of Mind. We were talking about the inner freak. Right.
Okay, I do remember.
You remember that now? You know what I'm talking about? We were talking about the inner freak.
Okay, I do remember. Yeah.
So if you want to know which has a, ladies, you're welcome to call in. Gentlemen, you're welcome to call in. Who has the most power in the bedroom? Pretty much. This is the P-U-S-S-Y versus the D-I-C-K. You can call in at 805-830-8320.
Wow. Okay.
Yes. I don't know about y'all, but I do know this. I'm awesome. I don't mean that how I normally mean it. I'm just saying I mean that in the sense of I'm awesome for the simple fact that I know me. I know what I'm capable of. I know what I'm not capable of. I know what I can do. I know what I can't do. I know what I shouldn't do. So, therefore, when I get him alone in the bedroom and it's just me and him, and I'm not talking about at a swing party because they are two different sides of your sexuality from when you're by yourself and then when you're having, you have to perform in front of people. You know, you It's different aspects that you put out there. Some things you hold back. Some things you let loose, you know. And once again, I only say this on me. This is for me personally. This is not for everybody that's out there. But I was having a conversation. Yesterday. I went to a party. And the guys were kind of upset at me. Because, you know, when I get to a party, I'm in rare form. You get, like, really crushed. Like, I go in, I'm the comedian, I'm the hostess, and it wasn't even my party. I'm everything when it goes to a party, and I'm enjoying myself, you know, because I feel like if I left it up to you, I'd be bored.
Okay.
I'll be asleep somewhere in the corner. So I just took the rings and I ran for it. And, you know, the guys were just going at me because I did not play. And I chose not to play, you know. And I had to really just get in their butts, you know. And I felt like, listen, you know. And then I was talking to somebody today, and they said they heard about me. Boo, you in Philly. How you hearing about me in Philly? That's what I'm trying to figure out. But, you know, I guess I got good referrals. So as far as I'm concerned, I got the power. And I say I have the power because, you know, in the right instance, in the right moment, you know, just like how my toes curls, yours can too. You know, and that's any everybody. I don't care how much confidence you have in yourself. And, you know, you care how big your dick is, just because it's big don't mean you know what you're doing with it. So, on that note, I'll say my vote is pussy. Pussy got the power, especially women. If you know what you're doing, then, yeah, you got the power. Because if you didn't have the power, your light bill wouldn't be paid today. Just joking, just joking. To an extent. So what do you think, Brick?
What about the power?
Right. Which has the most power? Do the man really do have the most power in the bedroom, or is it the women?
Well, like you, I believe that's quite easy. You know, I believe that the women have an edge, definite edge, only because there's so much more that we can do with ours than the male can. You know, I mean, okay. It's like, okay, our vaginas are very versatile. You know what I'm saying? We can do a lot of things with it. If it's well taken care of and well maintained, we can train this thing to do a lot of things. It's like a big trick monkey, for lack of a better term.
Okay.
And it's like, I'm trying to describe it. Okay. Okay. We can train our vaginas to do a lot of things. We can train it when to open, when to close, how to close tight, how to lock down on something, how to loosen up, you know, all just with mind control, you know. We can teach this thing how to put a vice grip on it so tight that the man is going really insane. We can make it pulsate to the point where it's almost like, you know, like a dance club. We can make it do a lot of things. And that's why I'm saying, because of the fact that we can, all that they can really do is just stick it, and that's it. You know, or they can just, like, really, they can move to the side and hit walls and stuff like that. Okay, that's good, too. That's a good selling point, too. But at the end of the day, you know, it doesn't take much to make a woman come. A woman comes on contact. Whereas with a man, if he doesn't make the right type of contact, he's not going to come. So, where woman is concerned, that's where, you know, she leads over the man. in my opinion. Because we can make this thing do mighty, mighty things, ladies. This thing is phenomenal. And, you know, you get the right man in there, and, you know, you start doing the, like, the club thing with your pussy with your vagina. I'm telling you, the guy is going to be like, wow. It's going to be like a song and dance up in there. He going to want to come out of there. So, you know, we got, you know, a pretty powerful thing down there, so I'm going to have to vote pussy.
Okay, okay. I need the guys. Where the guys at? I mean, men, where y'all at? 347. Oh, no, wait, hold on. Erase that, erase that. Scratch that out. Clear your phone. 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Press 1 and give us your opinion. Who has the most power in the bedroom? The pussy? Or the dick? That's how we're doing it tonight. Right now, we're getting to another song set, and we're going to come back, hopefully, with some more callers on this good old question. We also got Dear Fluffy, where people submit their relationship questions, and me and the panel just give our best answer. So, on that note, there goes some hot music.
Just You don't have to say a word.
If it's hot, La Crush Hearts will play it just for you.
Thank you.
awesome. That song was by request. Lisa Fisher, How Can I Ease the Pain? Before that, I had Is Written All Over Your Face by the Rude Boys. And before that, I started off with Anniversary by Tony Tone. Yeah. That's how I'm feeling. I'm in that type of mood right now. You are once again tuned in to Late Nights with the Super Fluffy Flirt, Miss LaCrush Hearts. And my question for the last hour was, who has the most power? Is it the pussy or is it dick? In the bedroom. It's referring to the bedroom. So who has the most power in the bedroom? The pussy or is it dick? We had two pussies on the phone, which is me, and the first lieutenant of Faux Fantasy Radio with her own show that airs tomorrow night at 8 p.m., Miss Brick from Brick House. She was the other pussy, and we both said it was the pussy. The lines are open if you want to call in and weigh in, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Press that 1 and let us know, what do you think? And on that note, I see somebody from the 718. Hi, Pumpkin.
Hi, Crushy Baby. What's good?
And Chevy Baby. What's good with you?
Nothing. I'm a Houdini now.
Hmm?
I'm Houdini.
You're Houdini.
Remember the joke?
What?
The joke in that group we in, Facebook group, that said name something, say something nice about the person above.
Mm-hmm.
He said that was Houdini.
Right, you Houdini. You disappear when the lights go out.
I'm going to try that one day. Like, shit, where you at? Like, I'm waiting for eyes, man.
Right, you disappear when the lights go out. Now, what's going on with you, though, babe?
No, I'm just here taking it easy, about to roll up a blunt, just chilling, you know.
I want some.
I don't feel like walking.
Please, sir.
I did something crazy today, so, you know.
You ain't got no energy?
No. I'm kind of keeping low profile. I kind of broke something in my mom, so... Kind of keep a low profile right now.
Oh, shit.
Hi, Brick. Yeah, I'm back. I need spanking.
Brick, you with us? She wasn't.
Oh, I ain't bad. All right, since you asked the question.
You heard that too, right? I heard it. We're not going crazy. She was there. She was laughing. She was there. But, so our question is, who has the most power in the bedroom? Is it the vagina or the penis?
In the bedroom or just in general?
No, in the bedroom. Right.
That makes me think. If you say in general, I say the power of the P-U-S-S overrides the power of the dick. Maybe in the bedroom also, if the woman's not on her monthly. Maybe in the bedroom, but, you know, I still give it to women that the power of P-U-S-S outweighs the power of the dick any day.
Oh. So you just going off a GP. How are you backing this theory up?
How back this theory up? Because, like, with men, honestly, when you get to a certain age, there's a time and being, especially black men, when you get to a certain age and let's say you spend your adult years of drinking and smoking, you're going to develop an ED, erectile dysfunction. Why? Because you get that from diabetes. You know, everybody want to sit there and throw, like, you know, with bottles in the air, whatever, but they don't know the outcome of that is you're getting diabetes eventually. That and, like, you know, the dick can't last. I mean, trust me, I got good dick, you dig, but it's not going to sit there and last, like, for, like, you know, it's not going to sit there and last for, like, hours and, well, hours, yeah, but it's not going to sit there and last for, like, days and days and days at a time. Like, I'm constantly hard. No, of course not. Whereas a pussy, besides for one being on her period, everything is okay. Even the one is dry, you can sit there and put some lubrication inside of it.
Mm.
You know, women are good to go. Whatever.
No, I'm supposed to get tired too. It's like a banging. Like, you can't be banging on that shit like that. Listen, it gets tired too.
It do, but yeah, and still, if a woman don't care how fucked up it
that's
is,
just, that's her being an info, but
yeah.
the poom poom get worn out. It do.
I have been to parties where, you know, maybe after the 10th guy, it's like kind of loosey-goosey, but yeah,
no,
still.
I'm not even talking about the snapback, but I'm just saying, that's an awesome feature to have. Like, who could push out a fucking 7-pound baby, and then you got snapback? Come on,
yeah.
Now, really?
Yeah, you're right. That wasn't me.
Like, that was you?
No, it wasn't.
Like, who got that? I mean, it's just an awesome, awesome body part to have.
Yeah, it really is. I love pussy. I love it. It's the best thing.
I don't know about all that.
You should try it.
No, I'm good.
All right, babe.
Yeah, it sounds like too much work.
No. Stick your face in it. It's going to be the nicest thing.
No.
Nice
thing.
It'll
stick your face in it. No.
Yeah, stick your face in it.
No.
Yes. I go with the power P-U-S-S any day. Why? Any day. Why? Because it stays so good. I love pussy. And women can sell it. You know, like men... Yeah, still, like, you can sell it, but yeah, still, there's not going to be that much of a market for it. Women can get dick free any day. You could be the ugliest woman, and you still going to get dick.
Oh.
You know.
You ain't lying about that, but, you know, there are some ugly dudes that still walking around with babies, too, so they getting it, too.
Yeah.
You know.
From where? Who knows? They probably tricking.
Yeah, well, it is what it is.
Yeah,
okay,
down.
So, folks, the lines are wide open, 805-830-8320. What's going to happen now, Chef?
Yeah.
It's called the Dear Fluffy Letters.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good morning, so I could be like, ooh, Mona.
She is not here tonight. Well, shout out to Mona. She called in last week, and we had a good time. Okay, so
all right,
I got a fresh, brand new Dear Fluffy letter.
Yay,
and,
Fluffy letter.
Yeah, I got it officially. And it says, Dear Fluffy, I have a question. I'm kind of embarrassed that I don't know what it means and have to ask someone, but I just don't know how to read between the lines. I told a friends with benefits, quote unquote, that I have deep feelings for him, which I have had these feelings before those benefits were even there. He told me he was flattered that I felt that way about him. What does it mean that he is flattered? Does that mean I have no chance at all? Since we got penis on the line, I'm going to ask you, because you are penis, Chevy baby, what does that mean?
That means you gave him a good compliment, and to reciprocate the compliment, he says he's flattered. Meaning also that he feels good about himself. You boost his ego for a little bit, Ma. You go.
You did? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I told her. I wrote a lot of stuff. I said, don't be embarrassed, my friend. All women and men go to this point of uncertainty when it comes to the opposite sex. No, it doesn't mean you don't have a chance, but it does mean thank you for the feelings. But at this time, I do not have those same deeply feelings for you. I do, however, care about you, but I just don't share those same deep feelings that you have. With that being said, I told her, what you need to do now is make a decision. But before I get to that, what do you think about the first half of that answer, Chevy?
Very PC, something I would say.
Okay.
And I said, what she needs to do now is make a decision. Does she want to continue being friends or the benefits? You can't continue to do, you can't continue to be friends with him. I mean, you can continue to be friends with him, but you'll have to no longer have sexual escapades with him. All this is going to do is boost his ego, like you said, and the process destroy yours. You have to decide, is your pride, ego, and heart worth going through this emotional roller coaster? Lay your cards on the table before your next encounter. Once you have decided, tell him you can't let your heart sit between a rock and a hard place. Remember, it's okay to be by yourself. In this time, you can find another friend who will take you seriously. Take the time to reevaluate what you want from a friendship, what you want from a relationship, and what you want to give to someone else. The awesome words of the super fluffy flirt. What do you think about that? What do you think about my answer?
Well, you was direct and to the point. But you never know when he does say he's flattered, she just left the situation with ... You never know how he might have sat it there and maybe like ponder on the idea of being more than just friends with benefits.
Right, but this is what I'm telling her. That's why I said now she has to make a choice. It is at a ... because you never know. He probably is feeling some type of way, or he never thought or looked at her that light. So now, but in the midst of him doing that, he can't come back to her and ask her for the pussy. He can come back and ask for her, but you can't give up the pussy because now you basically put the ball in his court. And he basically took a knife and stabbed it and let all the air out. You know,
mm-hmm.
So until he comes back with a brand new ball, you can't get now. You're not gonna get rewarded for shutting me down.
No.
Even if I did know about it, it's always a possibility. You already knew when you got into it that was a possibility that somebody was gonna catch feelings.
Yeah.
So all it's gonna do is be an emotional roller coaster because every time she tries to call him, he don't answer his phone right away. She's gonna be feeling, oh, he's with her, or you know what I mean? Like he thought he's doing something, or he doesn't like me, and for her, it's just gonna be an emotional roller coaster. As I said, before you have your next escapade, whatever you decide, you make a decision. So when you go to him next time, and you later listen, I told you that X, Y, and Z, how I felt about you, and you said I'm flattered. First of all, I don't understand that. I didn't get that. Secondly, if we can't take it to the next level, then we can no longer have sex because obviously I feel some type of way, and I feel like all I'm going to do is stress myself and worry, and I don't want to do that. I want us to be friends. That's what we started up. Let's finish that as being friends.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my
assessment.
Those are my words. Those are my words to my little friend of who's unclear. Chevy.
Yeah.
I'm about to play some more music. Do
you
like music,
boring.
Chevy? Huh?
Oh yeah, I love music. What type of music are you playing?
I'm playing some slow jams.
Ah, okay, that's cool.
Right, I got some slow jams.
That's an Earth, Wind & Fire?
I can have them. I did not have them queued up, but I can have them.
All right, since you're requesting. I just heard your drop, so I'm requesting Fancy.
Uh-huh. You asked for what?
Fancy by Earth, Wind & Fire.
Fantasy by Earth, Wind & Fire.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
If you can, you can play the 9-minute version, but I don't think you can.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
Oh, man, damn it.
That is not going to happen.
Damn it.
You know why that's not going to happen? Because that's just too long. Don't nobody want to be listening to that song for that long?
Yes, I do. I'm sorry. I'm stuck in a fucking old school phase, whatever. But I love the old school extended remixes and shit. I love them.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do. You play Racks and Racks and Racks if you want.
Huh?
You play Racks and Racks and Racks and 2 Chainz or something.
Oh, no.
At the same damn...
I'm not in that mode.
Oh, I mean...
Yeah. before we go there, we have Brick. Is that you?
Maybe.
Yes, me.
Oh, hey, girlfriend.
Good evening.
Why we can't hit a long one?
Because I don't have a long one, actually.
You know what? I mean, like, yo.
So you
I really don't have
YouTube.
A long one. Huh?
You get off of YouTube?
No. All
right.
Yeah.
YouTube to mp3.com. You know, you can do that. YouTube to mp3.com. You know, you can do that.
Yeah,
you
know, that's too much work.
All right, bet. Yeah, it only take like 2 minutes.
No, too much work.
I bet.
Because then I have to move it from this location to that location. Then I gotta wait for it to upload, and then I gotta do it. See, too much work.
Oh man.
However, you can do this though. There's a song that you would like to hear played on Faux Fantasy Radio's Crush Grooves or tonight, late night with Super Fluffy Flirt on Sundays. You can send them the song request, song title, and song artist to phonefantasyradio@gmail.com.
All right.
I'll be able to set it up, you know, and let me know if you want the extended version, you know. All that.
I hear you.
Okay. I am going to say this. Happy birthday to Sun752, a.k.a. Brown Reporter. Today is his birthday. Hope he's enjoying it.
Happy birthday to him, too. I was in his stomping grounds. Philly's hood, man.
I heard. I'm trying to get out there for a party, but that's another story.
No, you don't. What, south side or west side?
I don't know what side it's on. I just was invited. I want to go. They're having a two-night party end of this month. You want to go?
Who, me and you?
Yeah, me and you.
I bet. Let's go.
Yeah.
How we getting there?
I don't know yet. We're going to have to walk the way things are going with me. So, we're going to have to walk to Philly. Shit, the way things are looking. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play these next songs. And we're going to come back and we're going to have some more conversation. And we're going to be awesome. So on that note, here goes some Escape. Ooh.
Thank you.
Like reading books. Some of us like trying to wear out our PlayStations. Some of us like watching TV. For us, we like playing the best music you'll ever hear. The station for those who love music.
In the Pips, If I Was Your Woman. Before that, we played Chevy Baby's Request of Earth, Wind, and Fire's Fantasy, and I started off at the softest place on earth with Escape. So I didn't give you the full 9-minute version, but was that satisfactory?
Yeah, it was alright. I like the first one first. Softest place on earth.
Yeah,
right there. Pussy.
Okay. What's going on, Brick?
It's too fast.
Which one?
That version.
The fantasy version?
Too fast.
The fantasy song?
Yeah, but that was too fast.
Yeah, it was.
It was too fast.
It was the shorter version.
My girl should have been like, damn.
Right, it was only 3 minutes and 42 seconds, so yeah. It was on another CD that I have, so they cut it the way they cut it. Anyway, all right, so I have one more Dear Fluffy, and then we'll probably go into the last one so if we have time for it. Okay, so this is a letter that was sent, and I don't know how to answer it. I mean, I do know how to answer it, but I did not answer it. And you'll see after I finish reading it. Dear Fluffy, please help. My boyfriend and I have had this on-again, off-again relationship for years. When we're together, we have the best times. When our relationship is on the rocks, it's really on the rocks. I am 37 years old with 4 kids. I am through having children, but my boyfriend is 38 years old with no kids. He wants me to have a child with him, but I've had all the children I want. My oldest is 15 years old, and my youngest is 9. After 9 years, the baby factory is closed. This man has a 6-figure income and provides well for me and my kids. I know he will make an awesome father, but I just can't do it. We had a huge argument over the issue, and we broke up about 4 weeks ago. I missed him so much that I did a very stupid thing to get him back. I told him that I just found out that I was pregnant again. He was so excited that he went out and brought me a 1-carat diamond ring and proposed to me in front of my entire family at my parents' recent 50th year anniversary party. I've been faking morning sickness and everything. Each night, he kisses my stomach and tells that I won't be sorry, that I've made him the happiest man on earth. I can't hide a fake pregnancy forever. I'm hoping to continue bonding with him and fake a miscarriage. My hope is that we will be married and he will continue to stay with me afterwards. I know that I have entangled myself into a web of lies, but I don't know how to get out of it. What do I do now? Brick, the first response was a chuckle. What? Why are you chuckling, Brick?
I wonder if is this woman serious?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously. Are you serious? I mean, this letter that went up and down and up and down and up and down. And I'm like, first of all, oh, God. The way the letter took off in the first place, this boyfriend-girlfriend stuff, we're in a world, the rocks world, and things are good. And then you reveal yourself to be 37 or 38 years of age. It looks rather juvenile and stupid. The fact that, you know, you guys are playing, still at this stage in your relationship.
Right.
Whereas, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. But you know what? You don't know. I don't know what exactly they meant, so I can't really fault them for that. So, okay, true. Y'all are in the boyfriend-girlfriend stage, whatever. But you have 4 kids. You're supposed to be more mature than that and should be looking for something a little bit more stable. Which I
But she said they've been like this for years. That we
But for, years, then that's just ridiculous. Because that makes no sense that, you know, this is what I'm saying. It don't take years. It does not take years. I'm tired of that misconception, you know, that it takes years to know somebody. You know somebody, good crush, now trust me, you know somebody within the first year or so of meeting them, and you basically know this person about 95 to 97% of this person. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It does not take years and years and years to know somebody in order to say, okay, I'll marry you. That's a bunch of bullshit. Okay? All right, you have people that have gotten married on less than that, okay, and have stayed together and managed to persevere. So I refuse to believe that it takes more than a year. A year of meeting somebody within the meeting, dating stages before you get to an engagement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because it makes no sense to me. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you go right on ahead. You know, first of all, I was rooting for her. I was like, well, you know what? I can tell her this. I can tell her X, Y, and Z. Do this and this. Now you're going to throw a bogus pregnancy plot. You done crossed the line there, sister. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Women, let me tell you something, women. When we cross the lines and go into the realms of that what if, and this imaginary baby and all this other stuff, you set yourself up for whatever come what may. And when I say come what may, I mean if this man decided to take him at a six-figure salary and walk away from you and your kids, there isn't a damn thing you could do because what? Those are not his kids and he is not your husband. Okay?
But my question... Go ahead, sorry.
No, I mean, unless you get to your point, why would you even go there with a secret baby? That's so, you're supposed to be 38 years old. That's so juvenile. It's so high school-like. I mean, when I hear stuff like that, it bothers me. Because I'm like, you know what, here's a good man who may have his faults. I'm not saying he's the best man in the world. Okay, but he's got to be pretty good to take on four kids and eight his own. Okay, so he must have a heart somewhere. And you want to go chopping his Achilles heel, which is obviously children, by the way he's reacting, kissing his stomach and all this other stuff. And you're doing it for what? What? See, that's just what we need to stop and think about. For what? What are you doing it for? And when they can't answer... Just be like, yo, she's really messed up. There's no advice I can give this woman. Okay?
Right.
Other than to just come clean and admit what you've done and pray
and
for mercy.
And let the man move on.
Pray for mercy. Maybe he won't move on. Maybe he'll say, you know what, you know, okay, I don't know, maybe some freaking angel, I don't know, men say the damnedest things. So maybe he will say something that's kind of, you know, in her favor. I don't know. But all she can do at this point is just tell the truth. Because the longer you go on, the worse it's going to get. This man is already starting to attach himself to something that's not even there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
mm-hmm.
recommend sleeping with him, trying to get pregnant. That's pathetic and ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. And another thing I want to ask her is, she needs therapy. Excuse me. Because all the signs were there. This man was taking care of your four kids that was not his. They're not related to him, no way. Okay, he was taking care of your four kids, 15 on down to 9. For how many years? So he was there when let's just say 3 years. He was there when the little girl was 12 and the little boy, you know what I mean? The little boy was 6 or 7, you know, starting school, whatever. So, and then he turns around and tell you, instead of saying, let's get married, and then talking about kids, he just forgot the marriage part and went to kids. And instead of you standing your ground and saying, listen, I understand you want children at this time. I do not want children. However, I do want to get married. Like, you need therapy.
Exactly.
What kind of example are you setting for your children? Because you didn't lie to just him. You lied to your four children.
Yeah.
And those are supposed to be your world.
Yep.
Yeah. That's supposed to be your life right there, your four children. At the end of the day, this man could go on and find him something bigger, better, and badder, but you're still with your four children. You basically lied to them. They were, you know, collateral damage in your desperate attempt to get a husband.
Exactly.
So that right there to me, it just, there's no such thing as giving you advice and getting you out of that. Your only option is to go to therapy. Bottom line. That's it. I can't tell you to do nothing else, but I can tell you to go to therapy. Because if this man finds out that you was lying and it was a fake miscarriage, And if he find out, like, there's no, you can get drunk and you can tell him, you can tell your best friend and you can say this, he's going to hee-hee, ha-ha, there's no such thing. Like, that's how people snap.
That's true.
That's how people get thrown under a bus or pushed off the bridge and not care. That's how people get poisoned. You know, you can't do that. You literally play with this man's life.
That is true. That's
you
what
know,
I said. He's getting attached to something that's not even there.
Exactly. And you fucking with his ego.
Yeah, and
so,
you know, what he has put aside
and if he got the this money to take care of you, then I'm sure it's nothing for him to hire somebody to just whoop your natural lying, trifling, heifer ass.
Yep.
I wish I was his cousin. I do wish I was his cousin. You can go ahead and give me that good 50 G's. I got you. That just make no sense. Don't kill her. She just need a really good, good asshole. Really. And I dare you put your whole family. It wasn't even like it was just him and you and y'all was in a. You got your whole family involved. So therefore, you didn't care about nobody but yourself. At the end of the day, you know that's
yep.
just straight being selfish.
Yep.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! Mm. Chevy, baby, still with me, Chevy? Making all that noise?
Yeah, I'm here.
So what you think about the situation, Chef?
I think it's a very unfortunate situation, and I'm out with y'all while beating up the woman.
Oh, really?
Nah, I mean, put like this. If a guy goes in a situation who's, like, a little bit older, who doesn't have kids, and you got four kids, that's who I'm beating back his head. He wants his own, whatever. I think that... In order for her to keep him, she should have went about it a different route. By you bringing a fake baby into the picture, you're going to hurt that man. Don't tell him off on a drunk night. Just be truthful. And it's sad that you put, like, your whole family in a whole situation now. You lied to everybody just to keep a man. It shows that she really do love him.
No, that's not love. That's selfishness.
It is selfishness, but yeah, it's still
and she
like...
she just fooling herself at his love.
She's willing to do anything to keep him. That's love
right,
right there.
Right, that's not love.
That's not love right there?
No, that's not love.
So that's selfishness.
We got another caller from the 786. How you doing?
How y'all doing?
I'm doing swell.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Lee, a.k.a. Buddha. How you been, Buddha?
I've been pretty good. I'm actually at work now.
Oh, yeah, at work.
I have a little update. So I have a little show going on. I'm calling.
Yeah, we had a little show. Just a little something to start the week off with. You know, a little conversation here and there, a little music. Did you hear my dear Fluffy letter?
I didn't hear the letter, but I caught the back end of it when y'all talking about it.
Okay, well,
she's
37, he's 38, she has four kids, 15 down, the 15 oldest, the youngest is 9, he wants his own child, any of her kids is his. They broke up after 4 weeks, she turned around and told him that she was pregnant, and he turned around and proposed to her in front of her entire family at her parents' 50th anniversary. And now she basically don't know what to do. She's been faking pregnancy, and she doesn't know what to do. What are your thoughts about that?
Oh, wow. So she's been faking pregnancy the whole time.
She's faking. She's not pregnant at all.
She
basically lied to everybody and said she's pregnant.
So how is she getting away with going to the doctor visits and all that?
Well, she's just doing morning sickness from now. You know, I guess she just had that urge. She just going through the morning sickness and stuff like that. We don't
know
too much detail, but she said she's going to fake having a miscarriage, and hopefully they'll get married.
That's a really old story, though. it's happened many, many times over. The whole faking pregnancy to keep a dude, keep a good dude, because most of the time, a regular old Joe ain't going to give a damn whether he got pregnant or not.
Right.
If you do want to marry you, you do all these nice things. She should have been all this time. She should have been trying to get pregnant for real. All she's saying.
Yeah, I know. I totally agree with you.
Real any kind of way, by any means necessary.
But she said the baby factory was closed. After 9 years, she's done having children.
It's closed?
Yeah, she said it's closed. She said after 9 years, she doesn't want to have any more children. So that's why they broke up officially.
Must have gone back.
Yeah.
He ain't got no kids? He don't have no kids?
He don't have no kids, no. He was taking care of her.
He's being a person, being a person from that particular standpoint, that's a lot of time wasted for somebody who wants to have children, and you know for a fact that, that hurt him really bad.
Right.
And that sounds like an episode of Snap.
Right. It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Tell ya. I feel sorry for him, though.
We're dealing with that.
She needs therapy.
He handles things differently than women.
Right. I say she needs therapy. That is beyond selfishness right there. Not only are you taking his life, you done destructed your own children's lives and your whole family, well wishes and everything. Like, that's just violation. Can't he take her to court and sue her?
I don't know if he can sue her for that.
He can't sue her for emotional.
He might do it for emotional stuff. Yeah, all of that. Yeah.
Right, he done bought a ring, an engagement ring and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm taking you to personal claims court or something, street justice court. That's where they need to go. People's court or something like that. Yeah, he spent thousands of dollars, and then you should sue her for emotional distress.
I sue her for the wedding, everything.
Right. I mean, if Kim Kardashian could get away with it, I'm just saying.
But she ain't got nothing. He takes care of her.
Mm.
What are you going to get?
That's crazy, though. And then you got your four kids. What kind of example are you setting to your children? And they got to deal with that. And now that once he leaves you, they got to deal with you falling apart emotionally, because that sounds like an episode of you just falling
apart. So, did she love him or was he a come up?
Say that again?
Did she state that she was really in love with him, or was he just a come up?
No, she really loves him. They've been together for years. And, when they're together, they're awesome. They've been off and on, she said, for years. And, when they're together, they're awesome. And when they're apart, it's just like they're really apart. And he wanted to have children. And she said no, she's not having this kid. So he broke it off. She didn't want to have him. And he broke it off, and he stopped dealing with her. Right.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Crazy selfishness, man. You're blowing somebody's life. What you want?
That's crazy. Anyway, Buddha, thank you for calling Sugar Lips. I gotta call you and flirt with you some more. You don't ever answer my phone calls. I feel like a stalker.
There you go. I like those.
I'm gonna write myself a dear fluffy letter about Buddha.
I'm
gonna write myself. Got this guy. He lives out of state, and I got a crush on him, but he'll never answer my phone calls. What should I do, Fluffy?
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be. Try again. I just can't give up on you, huh?
No,
I don't give up on you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm gonna call you later, crush. I don't ever hear from you.
That
was like all the time I leave a message and you don't return the calls.
Nah, how you gonna put me on for that like that? You know that's not like that. You ain't called me in when? How long?
I ain't call you in 2 days. Right, I stopped calling you. You're too busy for me.
No, you're supposed to call me about that other stuff. You never contacted me about that.
I did contact you. You never answered, so I just dropped it. Like, it is what it is, whatever.
Come on.
Anyway, the phone goes both ways.
It does. Everybody's saying the same thing to me. I'm calling back. I ain't been calling. Stuff like that.
But I should tell you something. But anyway, Buddha, it's a pleasure hearing your voice, though. Thank you for calling in.
You see why I'm at work always.
So send me some money. Sponsor Phone Fantasy Radio. Look, you be a sponsor. Phone Fantasy Radio is a legit business. Be a sponsor.
I'm not a sponsor. I never was a sponsor. I don't sponsor. I sponsor little kids.
I'm not talking about me. I didn't say LaCrush Hearts. I said Phone Fantasy Radio. There's a difference. I said it's a legit business. Phone Fantasy Radio.
Children.
This is my baby. What are you talking about?
Where's the children?
This is my baby. What are you talking about? Closest to kid I'm
going to
have. I work on it 24/7.
I need to have anyone to the living room.
All right, Buddha, go back to work. We're about to go off air.
All right, y'all have a good one.
Okay, bye, baby. All right, folks, on that note, this has been another fine episode of Late Night with a Super Fluffy Flirt. Shout out to the First Lieutenant, Miss Brick. Shout out to Chevy Baby. Shout out to Sunny Shine. Shout out to Miss Prefoot. What was her name? Miss something. We played some awesome music. We had a good time. We will be back here tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We got an awesome lineup for y'all this week, folks. An awesome, awesome lineup. I think we're going to stroke everybody's ego tonight, whether you're looking for something a little serious or something a little light. You have it going on Phone Fantasy Radio this week. So tomorrow night is Brick House with Brick. Mondays, August 13th at 8 p.m. Her topic is, are we as African Americans experiencing a blackout? All I can say is, definitely got to tune in because I am so curious as to what in the world she got up her sleeve. I'm really, really curious about that. So I will be tuning in, tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern. Then we got the Adult Zone with LaCrush and Black Reporter on Tuesday, August 14th at 9 p.m. Eastern. We got True Crimes, Dark Nights for Colorado. We'll be talking about the Colorado incident that happened on the day of the screening of Dark Nights, the movie. And we also got the Black Watch Hour with Black Reporter, where he's talking about black community media. Is it worthy? Then we have Wednesday, Swinger State of Mind with Trinity, Frenchie, and LaCrush. August 15th at 10 p.m. Eastern, Turns, Trends, and Protocols in the Swingers Lifestyle. We'll be getting in depth with that, some swingers lingo, some protocols that hosts should take, that you should take, different trends that's going on in lifestyle right now. So that's what we're getting into on Wednesday. And then finally, Thursday night, we have Crush Grooves with the Crush and Black Reporter at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's called the Indie Blast Session. We're going to be playing independent music artists, the underground. And we're just going to have some random questions and have a good old time. So that's the rundown for this week. Any questions, any concerns, if you want to submit your music, if you want to send a shout out, if you want to send a song request, if you want to suggest a topic, all to the same email, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. Also, on Wednesdays, we have the Orgy Time, which is a listener's random question. So if you have a question about the swingers lifestyle that you would like us to answer and politic on, you can send that to swingersstateofmind@gmail.com. All right, folks, this is my time to wish y'all a very productive week. Have good times, a little stress, You know, focus, people, focus. That's what we need to do. That's what we need to do in two minutes, 3 minutes, get some sleep. I won't get sleep, but y'all need to get sleep. PhoneFantasyRadio.com is back on deck. I'm actually in the process of redesigning it now. So, you know, I'm popping. On that note, I think I'm going to leave out with a song. I just don't know what song yet. Any shout-outs you have, Brick? Okay. What about you, Chevy, baby?
I don't know. Shout out to.
I'm sorry, that was you.
Okay. You go first.
I'm so glad, Chef.
All right, welcome back to Phone Fantasy Radio, Miss Brick, Miss LaCrush Hearts. Everybody, you know, shout out to everybody.
Shout out to everybody, okay. What about you, Brick? Any shout outs?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to all the sisters out there who decided to, you know, jump back in that love game like I did. You know,
right.
Smart this time, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with doing it, but just do it the smart way. Listen to your instincts. If it's, you know, walks like a duck and talks like a duck, come on, sister. You know, let's use our instincts. Let's be real, and let's have fun. That's the main thing. Get out there and have fun. Life is too short. So all my sisters out there, shout out to you, LaCrush. Shout out to Black Reporter, Phone Fantasy Radio family. You know, and shout out to everybody out there that's doing the right thing. God bless you.
All right. And I say this, folks, this is how I'm feeling today, so y'all can get a gist of how my week just have started. I have come to the conclusion that Mother Nature and Karma are twins, and they both got a chip on their shoulders. They can be some trifling bird-ass bitches when they want to be. They're just pure evil in them. That's how I feel. So, on that note, I'll leave you with a song from the great King of Pop, because, you know, that right there was just another side of me. And Michael, love me some Michael. Bye, everybody.
Later.